Hello and welcome to God's Word is Truth, the radio ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota. We live in a day when many church members don't hunger for the faithful preaching of God's Word, a day when many who call themselves Christians would rather be entertained on Sunday morning than hear the faithful preaching of God's Word. The truth really doesn't matter to many people today. Many church members ask, how does it make me feel or does it work? But seldom do they ask if it's biblical. That's why there's so much distortion and worship, doctrine, and living in the Christian church today. What about you? Do you hunger for God's Word? Do you realize how important preaching the truth of God's Word is in the life of the church? It's the gospel message that the Spirit of God uses to convert the souls of sinners and translate them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Do you believe the gospel? Listen for the next 15 minutes to God's Word is Truth and hear what God says to us from His infallible and errant inspired Word. At the end of today's program, information about God's Word is Truth will be made available. These are hard portions of God's Word to deal with, because we are created as sexual creatures. We all have sexual desires, and as we grow, that becomes more and more evident in our lives. But the problem that we have is that we're sinful, and so we pervert the good gifts that God has given to us, and we become sexually immoral. We become perverse. We become fornicators. We become adulterers. Sexually perverse in our living. And the Apostle Paul is dealing with the Corinthians on this matter as he deals with a number of different issues. But you see in our scripture reading, he has mentioned this a number of times about the sexually immoral people. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. Not to be deceived. People who practice that lifestyle will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, we have problems in the world. It's evident. You see it. You turn on the television. You see it. You have internet in your home. You see it. It's everywhere. Things come to us that we wouldn't necessarily want to come to us, but they come into our home through these certain vehicles, and it's all over. And to the world, this is a virtue to them. This is something that they exalt and they joy in. They rejoice in the sexually perverse and immorality. I mean, we have all kinds of shows now on television that promote homosexuality. After all, you know, we have to have alternative lifestyles brought in. Heterosexual relations are not the only way, they say. Yeah, it is. Because if homosexual relationship were to go as it were, there would be no population. Because you don't populate with two males or two females. And the Word of God does not hold back on these things. You parents need to instruct your children in what the Scriptures teach. You need to go to the Word and you need to see it. You need to say what God says and not hold back, not shrink back, but prepare them for living in this immoral world in which we live. Now, in preparing this message, thinking through this particular text, and as you can see from the bulletin, we're going to look particularly at verses 18 through 20. And the three things that I want you to see from this text are found in verse 18, 19, and 20. You see them in your bulletin, except for the first one. The first point is not continuing, but continue. Continue fleeing sexual sin. Second thing is to remember the Holy Spirit indwells you. And the third thing is to remember that Christ has purchased you. It's important for us to remember these things as we deal with the difficulties and the problems and the sin within our life, that we have been purchased by the Lord. But in looking at this text and preparing for this, I went on the internet and I looked at some statistics. And this is staggering, because I had done this before, probably 8 years ago, and I was amazed at how fast these things are progressing. But let me read this to you, and just listen to these statistics today regarding the internet. There are 4.2 million pornographic websites. 4.2 million. Listen to this. There are 68 million daily pornographic search engine requests. 68 million a day people are searching some type of pornographic material. There are 1.5 billion. Did you get that? 1.5 billion pornographic downloads per month. Now, beloved, the census say there's about 7 billion people on this planet. One in seven people are downloading the pornographic material. 42.7% of internet users view pornography. Almost half of those who go on the website are viewing pornography. Let me stop right there for a minute and let's look at verse 18 of our text. And the Apostle Paul says, flee from sexual immorality. Run from that. A couple more statistics. Every second, $3,075.64 is spent on pornography. Every second. 28,258 people are viewing pornography every second. 372 people are typing adult searches, these terms, every second. And lastly, every 39 minutes, there is a new pornographic video uploaded on the internet. Every 39 minutes. That's the society in which we live. And in a congregation this size, I would say there are probably some people in here who are struggling with sexual immorality, with the pornography. And it's not just the farmers, it's just not the nurses or the doctors or the police officers, it's ministers also. And beloved, the admonition of our text is to flee these things. To avoid these things. To run from these things. Notice what the Apostle Paul says in verse 18. Flee sexual immorality. The term there, immorality, is porneia, where we get the term pornography. And he says to flee from sexual immorality. Now, take your Bibles and let's look at a couple of different texts of Scripture the Apostle Paul speaks of regarding the fleeing from these things. Notice 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. He said, it is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you and of a kind that is not tolerated even among the pagans, for a man has his father's wife. Notice this sexual immorality. It's the same term there, porneia, what's going on in the church at Corinth. A man has his father's wife. It's probably his stepmother. And they're engaging in illicit sex, in sexual immorality. And the Corinthians were puffed up and boasting about these things. And Paul rebukes them for that. These type of people, he says, do not inherit the kingdom of God. Don't deceive yourself. If you walk in this pattern of life, you are not one of the redeemed of Jesus Christ, because you cannot continue in an unbroken pattern of sexual immorality and be one of the Lord's chosen people. Why? Because those whom the Lord loves, He disciplines and He scourges every son whom He receives. Don't be fooled by what people say. Go to the Word of God and see what the Scripture says regarding these matters. God disciplines His children, just as you parents discipline your children, so the Lord disciplines those who are His. Look at 1 Corinthians 6, verse 13. We read that. Food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. We were not created for sexually immoral behavior. Again, this is a hard message to preach. Why? not because I have a difficulty in preaching it. It's because the people have a difficulty in receiving it. You see, we tend to skip over the things that are uncomfortable to us. We don't like to deal with those things. But if you want an advanced course of sanctification, the things that you're dealing with in your life, get out your lexicon, your concordance, and go to all those portions of Scripture that deal with the things that you're struggling with. And meditate, read, ingest, have those Scriptures dwelling in you richly. That's how the Lord deals with our souls through His Word. Look at 1 Corinthians 7 in verse 2. But because of temptation to sexual immorality, again, porneia, because of that, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. So he deals with it again. And lastly, Galatians chapter 5. Simply the Apostle Paul dealing there with the fruit of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19, the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality. That's not of the Spirit of God. That is of the sinful heart. That's the porneia that goes on in the life of the sinner. Now, the Apostle Paul says to flee sexual immorality. He speaks here in the Greek text in the present tense. The present tense is a continual action. And so it's continually keep on fleeing sexual immorality. You don't try to reason with it. You don't try to act like you're stronger than it. You run from it. That's the admonition that's given to us in Scripture. The Apostle Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 to flee youthful lusts. To flee means to run. To hide yourself away from it. To shun it, to run from those things. It's also in the imperative, which is a command, it's not an option. Let me say this evening, if you're struggling with sexual sin, particularly pornography, you are to flee from that immediately. You are to confess that sin to the Lord. And as we have seen in our psalm reading, beloved, God forgives and God hears our prayers. Confess it to the Lord. Forsake that sin. Turn to Jesus Christ and find your contentment in the Lord Jesus Christ. Run away from these things that bring a shame upon the Lord Jesus Christ who has bought us. Paul says to flee from sexual immorality. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. You, O man of God, flee these things. Flee those things. Run away from those things. And instead, notice, pursue righteousness. This is the principle of put off and put on. You stop lying by speaking the truth. You stop stealing by laboring with your own hands, and you stop with this pornography by pursuing the things that are righteous and godly and faith and love and steadfastness and gentleness. Those are the things you are to pursue. That brings glory to God. Spend time, you husbands, with your wife. You ought to be one to confess these things to your wife. Your sin will find you out. Make no mistake about it. Your sin will find you out. Time and truth go hand in hand. Given enough time, the truth will always come out. Confess it to the Lord. Confess it to your wife. Get in those times of prayer with your wife and cultivate that spirit of prayer and confession before the Lord with your helpmeet. God's Word is Truth is a listener-supported broadcast, and therefore we count on your financial support to help keep this program on the air. So if you've been edified by what you've just heard, would you please consider faithfully supporting us by your financial gifts? Any amount of support would be greatly appreciated. If you'd like more information about Providence Reformed Church, please visit us on the web at www.providencerclus.com. There you'll find our contact information if you'd like to leave us your feedback or donate to our ministry. We'd also like to extend an invitation to all who are listening to this program to come worship with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 830 Madison Street, Vermilion, South Dakota. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. God's Word is Truth is a ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota, and we thank you for your support and pray that the Lord will richly bless you as you walk by faith in Jesus Christ, for He truly is the only hope of the nations.